Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military apologized Monday for a strike that killed three Lebanese soldiers in southern Lebanon, saying it is not battling the country's military, and its troops believe they were targeting a vehicle belonging to the Hezbollah militant group. Israel also said it is targeting the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah's financial arm with a new wave of strikes in Beirut. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking in a news briefing, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Israel plans to target Hezbollah financial institutions in Beirut. After days of strikes that have pummeled the Lebanese capital and southern Lebanon, Hagari warned Lebanese citizens to stay clear of Hezbollah's financial institutions as Israel plans to heavily attack them. The scope of the new Israeli evacuation warnings was not immediately clear. Israel's announcement came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called civilian casualties in Lebanon far too high and urged Israel to scale back some strikes, especially in and around Beirut. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports South Korea is calling for an immediate withdrawal of North Korean troops allegedly in Russia.
South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to demand the immediate pullout of North Korean troops allegedly deployed in Russia. South Korea's spy agency said last week it had confirmed that North Korea had sent 1,500 special operation forces to Russia earlier this month to support Russia's war against Ukraine. During a meeting with the Russian ambassador on Monday, Vice South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Hong-kyun condemned in the strongest terms North Korea's troop dispatch that he says poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com.